Prithu Maharaj is a great task right in front of the whole world, which was totally, gasping for life, where they need sustenance. So Prithu Maharaj, when he was appeared, the rishis started glorifying him, thinking that, yes, you are the same Supreme Personality, we were meditating on and now you have manifested. Prithu Maharaj stopped them. Hey, why are you glorifying me? I haven't done anything to show you that I am either qualified or not. You better reserve this glorification for the worthy personality of Godhead. So he did. He was pretty strict. One should not ask for glorification or demand for glorification if he has not done anything meritorious in carrying out the order of the spiritual master. Then the story goes further. Now Prithu Maharaj and Archi, they were enthroned and they anticipated something good. The very first thing Prithu Maharaj did was he was ready to take care of the matter right at hand. And he set out on his horse and looking around, who is the culprit? Who is not supplying the necessities of life. Then Mother Earth, she knew that she was the one who voluntarily withdrew because of the atrocities, or when the sinful activities are increasing, she cannot bear the burden. So she withdrew to produce any grains, right? So she took a form of a cow and wanted to check, is there any qualified person who is challenged? Let me see. So she wanted to test Prithu. So she took a form of a cow and cow started running. Prithu, knowing that there is something, right? Ati bhakti chorera lakshan. Ati bhakti chorera lakshan means if a culprit is there, he wants to take the shape of a big religionist and show something, or he is the most qualified spiritually person, and he does ati bhakti means excessive show of bhakti. Actually, he's not a bhakti. But Prithu understood that why she is running, why she is so fearful. Then he understood because he's part of Supreme Personality of God, knowing. And Prithu started running after her. And Prithu said, "So you stop. I have to ask you something." She said, "I don't care." Prithu took up the bow and arrow. "I'll shoot you down if you don't, obey my orders." Then she thought, "Wow, here is somebody who is more powerful." So she trusted, she stopped down, and Prithu started chastising her. "Why in the world you have to stop giving all the nourishment?" Kamadugdha, she is, cow is equivalent to the earth. She is also considered to be one of the mothers who are nourishing devils. There are seven mothers, right? Adam Mata, Tatha, Rajputri, Dhenu Dhatri, guru patni, rajputri. How many? The Sivaraja. Adhuma, Tatha, Dhenu, Dhatri, Prithvi, Rajputri. And Dhatri. Dhatri, guru patni. And who? Guru Patri. And Rajputrika, Dhenu, Dhatri, Adavarta, and
the wife of the
Brahman. So anyway, the seven. So this is the cow. Cow is equivalent to Mother Earth. So Pruthu's guess was correct. You know. So he said, "What was wrong with you? You violated the order." She says, "No, I have not violated. But in the absence of a correct person to rule over me, becomes favorable to see that the codes of conduct given by Manu and everyone to carry on the functions of the Mother Nature. I was affected by these activities of Vena. So now he is dead, but I just wanted to check who is that personality who can really able to milk me." To milk means to obtain all desirable things without killing the cow, without killing the earth. That is the order of it. Now everybody is polluting the earth, killing the cow. Where is the religion? Therefore, everything is under turmoil. Right? So, then Prithamara ordered the cow to start giving, and we will see that the orders of the Lord are followed by the citizens, and there should not be problem. So everything started flourishing, you know, and people were happy. The rishis and everybody would come to thank Prabhupada Maharaj. So Prabhupada Maharaj kept on performing karmakanda yajna in order to maintain the balance of the nourishment. Now, because that is the root. Yajna is meant for satisfying the Supreme Lord. But at the same time, it is meant for balancing out. Yajna bhavati parajanya. Yajna karma samudbhava. So, annad bhavanti bhutan. This cycle, annad bhavanti bhutani parjanya danna sambhava, yajna bhavati parjanya, yajna karma samudbhava, karma pramodbhavam vidhi brahmaksharam samudbhavam. That's why. Tasma. Nityam yajna pratishtitam. Tasmat sarvagatam brahma nitya yajna pratishtitam. Sarvagatam brahma. Brahma is all pervading. It is balanced in the activity of yajna. Like that. So, Prithu Maharaj does perform 99 Ashwamedha yajnas. 99. He was on set of performing 100. But now see how karmakanda is entangled. Even this empowered personality. And 100th yajna, Indra became alarmed, because anybody performs 100 Ashwamedha yajnas, he has right to become Indra. But the Indra is ruling there. He says, another is coming to take over my post. So he becomes around. Politics. So what did he do? He will steal the horse of Yajna. Coming in a sannyasi dress. Prithu Maharaj has son Vishwajit, and he was ordered to protect the horse. But he sees a sannyasi coming every time and steals. So he cannot hurt the sannyasi. He let him go. So in this way, the 100th yajna was becoming a problem. Then it was revealed Brahma came to interfere. Brahma came, Brahma says, Prithu, what is the matter? You can't finish this? Yes, you should not finish it. He says, why? Because this infuriates Indra. Indra becomes envious of your yajna, and he will come to steal the horse. This is the politics. Alright? He will come to steal the horse. So, he says, what should I do? You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead yourself. Why do you want to take an inferior position? Why do you want to take an inferior position? Indra is supposed to be one of your servants. You should not perform the activity. So, Brahma came and convinced Prithu Maharaj, he stopped. But the fire sacrifice without the ashram is the horse. So, there started appearing four Kumaras. Four Kumaras appeared to give instructions to Prithu Maharaj on this matter of entanglement. So we had three verse is already done. I will give you a synopsis of that. What was the number?
30, 31.
Oh, we were wrong. Okay. Maharaj Prithu meeting with the Kumaras. Very nice instruction that you've given. Sanat Kumar is instructing, when a person becomes devoid of all material desires and liberated from the material qualities, he transcends distinction between actions executed externally and internally. At that time, the difference between the soul and super soul, which was existing before self-realization, is annihilated. When a dream is over, there is no longer distinction between the dream and the dreamer. It is very nice analogy. Then, he says, when the soul exists for sense gratification, he creates different desires. Sense gratification is entire spiritual activity, right? When the soul exists for sense gratification, he creates different desires. And for that reason, he becomes subjugated to designations. Designations are piling up on the person who are full of desires. Their desires seek opportunities when to fulfill. So they are always anxious to play politics. But when one is in transcendental position, he is no longer interested in anything except fulfilling the desire of the Lord. Jiva, the soul, has come to fulfill his material desires. But when he understands his position and engages in devotional service, he is no longer supposed to fulfill his desire. He is supposed to fulfill the Lord's desire. That is devotional service. You can't keep one foot on either. They are opposing. Two horses. You can't stand and make a balance in two horses going in different directions. It's impossible. That is the situation of materiality. Either they fall off or can be dragged by any one of them. So, there's a beautiful situation about how the modes are occurring, and ignorant mode creates a false ego. False ego is created to the materialistic person who is full of desires opposing Krishna's desire. So, but he is so blinded, he cannot see that. So all his activities will be to fulfill his desire. An individual also comes in this movement that is spiritual in nature to fulfill his own personal desire. So what will happen? It's completely creating an uncongenial atmosphere. That will be actually sapping out the vitality of spirituality from the movement. This is what Srila Prabhupada said. The movement will be simply struggling from the internal source rather than outside. This is the whole point. So then Prabhu Maharaj further tells Nimitte sati sarvatra jaladavati purushaha atmanashta parasyati dhiram pashyati nanyada. Only because of different causes does a person see difference between himself and others. Different causes. Only because of different causes does a person see difference between himself and others. Just as one sees a reflection of the body appearing differently, manifested in water or on oil or in a mirror. These are different dense mediums that reflect. But according to density, the reflection will be also changed. So according to different desires, our selves, which is covered with false ego, sees everything. And that is the individual without any common cause. The common cause is the Supreme Personality of God. That's why in the first place we have joined the movement. And we are associating with the devotees for the spiritual uplift in the world. Rather we are interested to keep the false ego unsmashed, keeping our desires flaring up, and we try to distinguish from this and that and keep on differences. There is no harmony. Harmony is achieved on the Paramatma level. That should be a Brahman, a twice initiated devotee is expected to be. He should not indulge. If he wants to make any tangible progress, he should not indulge into politics. Otherwise, there are allurements. And the challenging situation with this, that he will not be able to successfully execute any role as long as this desire is on. The other is simply political jugglery, which Prabhupada didn't do. Sanat Kumar is advised so correctly to Prabhupada that now you have to meditate on yourself. You have the power to do this, and you should. Very well. So, number 30th is telling, when one's mind and senses are attracted to sense objects for enjoyment, the mind becomes agitated. As a result of continually thinking of sense objects, one's real consciousness almost becomes lost. Like the water in a lake that is gradually sucked up by the big grass troughs on its bank. We have seen the big grass, even papyrus grows on the bank of the lake. These are the real weeds. They suck up the sap of the one that our spiritual creeper, Bhakti Lata, should obtain. So, engagement in such activity, one, a sober devotee has to refrain from. A sober devotee has to refrain. If they are neophytes, then what is the value? He will take the movement to the hell. Unless and until somebody is an advanced devotee, then he will be working for the welfare of everyone. He will be carrying out the order as it has been given without his personal interest. So, these instructions are pretty important. So, today he wants me to read this verse next. Let's see what Chatush Kumar is going to say. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, chapter number 22 and text number 31. Vratsyati anusmriti
chittam
jnana
bhramshah
smriti kshaye tadrodham kavayah prahur atma pahavanam atmanah vratsyati becomes destroyed. Anusmriti, constantly thinking, chittam, consciousness, jnana brahmashah, bereft of real knowledge, smritikshaye, by the destruction of remembrance, tadrodham, choking that process, kavayaha, great learned scholars, prabhu, prahu, have opined, they have said, atma of the soul, apanbhavan is destruction, atmana of the soul. Translation and purport by his divine princess, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When one deviates from his original consciousness, he loses the capacity to remember his previous position or recognizes his present one. When remembrance is lost, all knowledge acquired is based on the false foundation. When this occurs, learned scholars consider that the soul is lost. A very straightforward, translation. The living entity of the soul is ever existing and eternal, It cannot be lost. But the learned scholars say that it is lost. When actual knowledge is not working. And Krishna uses that word, mayaya aprita jnana. Atmaha, one who is a killer of the soul. Even the soul cannot be killed. But the learned scholar utilizes this terminology in order to understand, make us understand. Okay. That is the difference between animals and human beings. According to less intelligent philosophers, less intelligent philosophers, there's a category of philosophers, they are less intelligent. Prabhupada says, animals have no soul. Animals have no soul. But actually animals have soul. Due to animals' gross ignorance, however it appears that they have lost their souls. Without the soul, the body cannot move. That is the difference between a living body and dead body. When the soul is out of the body is called dead. The soul is said to be lost when there is no proper knowledge exhibited. Our original consciousness is Krishna consciousness because we are part and parcel of Krishna. When this consciousness is misguided and one is put into material atmosphere which pollutes the original consciousness, one thinks that he is the product of material elements. Thus one loses his real remembrance of his position as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Just as man who sleeps forgets himself. In this way, when the activities of proper consciousness are checked, all the activities of the lost soul are performed on a false basis. At the present moment, human civilization is acting on a false platform of bodily identification. Therefore, it can be said that people of the present age have lost their souls. And in this respect, they are no better than animals. Avamajnana timirandasya jnana jana shalakaya chakshurun tandena tasya kri yuvena. So, when one deviates from the original consciousness, he loses the capacity to remember his previous position or recognize his present one even. When remembrance is lost, all knowledge acquired is based on a false foundation. When this occurs, learned scholars consider the actual soul is lost. So, what it means that due to our entering into the material atmosphere, more of ignorance is covering us. That is the first cause for creating false ego in ignorance. In developed consciousness, in the cycle of evolution of the consciousness, the soul either becomes covered by more of passion or can be covered by more of goodness also. But still, it is an ego of material nature. That is false ego. False ego can be covered by either of the three or mixture. Devotees who are on clarifying state of Harinam, the Chetodarpana Marjanam process, where cleansing of our false identity will be there. Right? Now, still in the process, if we are not careful, the modes are going to interfere. Right? Marriage is generally a mixed mode, not only one pure mode. It is extremely difficult. So, either they are in a predominant mode of goodness, or predominant mode of passion, or predominant mode of ignorance. Those who are in predominant mode of passion, they are so much thinking themselves righteous, but at the same time take undue advantage, and they are very, very politically motivated. Politically motivated. Now this motivation is nonetheless a wrong identification. A predominant mode of passion. There is no goodness. Goodness doesn't come. It subsided. It is remained hidden within. So internally he may be thinking that I want to do good for. But he has no control. Unless and until one is spiritually situated, or at least as Brahma said, that we have to be situated in the predominant mode of goodness, then all the divine characteristics of 26 qualities of devotee will appear. More of goodness is required. That is the for carrying out the devotional service. Brahma is telling, Maya hi asya jagadanda satani sute traidunya tad vishaye ved vitayamana sattva avalambi parasattvam vishuddha sattvam govinda parivushuddha parivushuddha. I worship the primal Lord who is on the highest platform of Vishuddha Sattva. For us mortal, we have to adopt at least more of goodness and depend upon it for our realization. We can't become passionate or keep ourselves in ignorance. The mode of passion generally creates an opposite reaction of mode of ignorance. It is much more painful. Much more painful. One who is attached to this mode or one who is misusing this mode of passion, results are both painful. Painful. Because Krishna says, kama esha krodha esha rajoguna samudbhava mahashana mahapapma. Mahashan means it is a blazing fire which will keep on increasing rather than decreasing. As long as you are in that mode, it will keep on increasing. Till it will burn you. Mahashana mahapapma. And thus it puts into very simple straight. Therefore, you should understand, consider it, it's a nitya vairam avyaya. It will be your eternal enemy, and it will be completely formidable enemy. Cannot be over. As long as you feed the mode of passion, it will burn. So, therefore, any subject matter of the mode of Rajogun is there. People meditate on it. Dhyayato Vishayans Punsa. Vishayans Punsa. There is no spirituality but only Vishaya. Vishaya means subject of sense gratification. Politics is the medium of subject of sense gratification. It is not subject of sacrifice. Sacrifice is the mode of goodness. So, dhyayato vishayans punsa sangasteshu bhajayate. People are like-minded, they want to associate. with such and feeding. We put Om Swaha in the fire of politics, not fire of sacrifice. Om Swaha. And it will blame us. So this is also like that. Then it says, Sangat Sanjayate Kama. Then that association will put up a groupism or a bandwagon. Bandwagon. In America they call it bandwagon. Kama Krodho Vijayate. When the activities are frustrated, then really Krodh is the next step. Krodhad Bhavati Sammo. When a person cannot check one's anger, then they are bewildered. Alright? Sammoha Smuti Brahma. In the bewilderment, the intelligence of discrimination of sat and asat, spiritual and material, will be lost. They will be lost. Smriti Brahmashadam Vinasho. When the activity of remembrance or discrimination is gone, then one loses intelligence. And Buddhinashatmanashi. He will take the toll of the devotional's credits that he has so far performed, stands to. And he will start all over. Prabhupada said it's called the repeated material activity of birth and death. This is the cause of birth and death. How many desires at the time of death we have remained unfulfilled of? And you will have a list of that. And at the time of death, at least you think one, not all. Wherever the switch off will be there and the desire is locked up there, that opportunity will be available in the next life. Yamyam vapi smaran bhavam. And there is only one bhav at the time of switching off. The light of the soul. Right? So that tam tamai vedi kaunte, that will be supplied. Tada sadbhav bhavis. And that is the rule which is going on in the material world. Whatever the desire is locked up at the time of quitting the body, that desire will be carrying you to the next life. So Krishna is telling, and here we heard about how the desires have been generated. And these desires are generated in opposition of Lord Krishna from the very beginning, and that made him to come down in the material platform. Right? And that desire with Lord Krishna is also said to be born out of hate. I don't like you, Krishna. Ichha dvesh samadhena dvanda mohena bhārata sarva bhūtāni sammoham sarge yanti paranta. Out of a separate desire to lord it over, which is generated by the hate element, it means we are killing the process of devotional service by creating qualities. Or those who are empowered people, they are misusing the power and taking a great risk to keep the balance. Unless and until some spiritual personality like Prithu Maharaj, the empowered incarnation comes. Otherwise, there will always downgrading the movement would go down and down and down. Yeah. We had a slideshow about the Kali Yuga, and Prabhupada is telling so many things. This Kali Yuga is going to take a toll, and you will not wait for anyone. So that is the first and foremost reason that we have joined this movement. Can we keep a program wherever it is possible to show the slideshow? In Adelaide, where did we give Namchintana, the power of chanting?
Adelaide.
Power of chanting also. Okay. But we did in Brisbane, very lovely, for 4 2-hour sessions on Harinam Chintana. Sachinanda Swami is also here, and actually, it is his show. It is his show that I'm showing. He was doing it in Gordon Farm, you know, and I was doing it in Brisbane. Anyway, so the clear-cut choice is with us, those who are, you know, senior devotees or mature devotees, to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam and the clarity of it. You know, Prabhupada gave us this practice to recite daily Bhagavatam. You know. So anyway, any question or comment?
Myself, in regards to, there are many people who feel that they have the, they're doing the right thing, that they're actually protecting Prabhupada's will, that they're actually pointing out what has to be done, because they see that the movement is going down, and they feel that they are the ones to resurrect the movement.
I mean, they are the flag bearers? No. Everything can be mitigated by understanding the subject matter properly. Senior devotees can also mediate this process. But it is not actually, when a day-to-day situation is going on, then if somebody becomes overzealous, then there is some curbing the situation also through proper process. But if one does not take on that, then it can inflate. So does it mean that one has to give up the duty given by? No. Even if this so-called partition, we will have to put, if it is for the matter of spirituality, then we have to come on the platform and understand each other. If it is not spiritual, then it is political. There are two either or. So, after all, everybody will think something, but they will not be any better than or not being able to come out from those effects of the mood. And when the burden will be falling on them, all right? So it keeps on changing, but it doesn't mean it is improving. The improvement comes on the common platform that we have to stand on. So Prabhupada said, you may disable it, I may disable it, but please try to cooperate. That is the only thing. Unless somebody is criminal and violent, principle, then he should be reprimanded. Where is the question? That's why we have to see, and the GBC and all of the Prabhupada, just to see the standard of Krishna consciousness. Now, Who is going to be father? If something is of a political nature, then there will be violations, transgressions of even Vaishnava etiquette. Then what good is? Right? If somebody is violating even Vaishnava etiquette, it means they have not gained anything. Because after all, the actions speak louder than words. So when we start with, if somebody thinks that, oh, he's the only flag bearer, so therefore we have to topple him down or do anything against him or this, and we are bent upon. But where is the spirituality? See the standard of the Pandavas and Kauravas when they were at war? A high standard. They have to fight for the sake of fighting because they are Kshatriyas. Alright? So, at the end of the day, they will come together and eat together and glorify each other's activity. I am, you did a good job. You killed seven people. Wow! But, that's the reality. standard of behavior. Nobody can do anything. But in Kali Yuga, we cannot apply, we think. Oh, it was of my God. But the principle remains the same. Therefore, if there is Krishna consciousness subject matter, then let's take it on that platform. If it is not Krishna conscious, how do you understand what somebody thinks? Yeah, but if somebody is bound by the rules and regulations and executor of the whole rules and regulations are there. If there is any discrepancy in the rules, and that can be brought forward and corrected. What is the difficulty? GBC makes the rule, and GBC has to break down because neither they can implement and no other want to implement. Then, what is the use of rules? We just tried with this. No, this is not a trial. And the lives of the spiritual lives are affected. Right? The spirituality effect. Materialism is not going to affect. The politics is not going to be affected much. But the spiritual toll will be there. And that is a big risk. Srila Prabhupada instilled, he brought spiritualism, not materialism. But materialism becomes subservient to the spiritual reason. Not that it becomes predominant just to think that, spirituality will be lost. We have to think and we have to give the merit on the basis of spiritual nature. If I want to correct myself, I will go through the pages of Shastra. If nobody gives me guidance, if nobody is going to inspire me, I will go through the pages. Shastra is there. I will take it from there. Otherwise, what in the world? Outside is all the police, inside is all the police. Where do we have the shelter? We are better off in our homes. With spiritual uplift, it can be done anywhere. But we are allowed to speak as it is. Others may not. being the disciples of Srila Prabhupada who would not speak because we had it. It has been going from time immemorial and it is making us difficult to come out from the mire of mire. Everybody is not like you, Maharaj. We are in household life. That means political life. Do you mean that? No. House owner wife is not calling me wife. Otherwise, why should Prabhupada glorify household life as more important than for spiritual emancipation than of sannyasis? Across the world. Wow, what a lofty idea. You can have Prabhu everything. You can have everything. Like that. Prabhupada glorifies. Prabhupada does not glorify the political. This is the way. Any other question?
Also, like what you were saying, sometimes that Prabhupada spoke very, very strongly. So sometimes, if one said wants to speak strongly, there's something, oh, you're simply imitating. You're not following, you're imitating. So how, like it says that there's no greater deception than self-deception.
That is hypocrisy. One has to, if one is showing by his action that he's an hypocrite, then he didn't have a right to speak or he cannot be heard. Therefore, he is not allowed to speak if such a hypocrite is there. He has been curbed by the Jews. You follow me? That is their function. If one is out of line, what to speak of other sampradaya? If one is out of line from within that, then he will be curbed. Then why should we hear from those who are really out of our line? Should we hear that? No. Whether it's highly acclaimed sannyasi or whatever else. No, we should not hear. That is the purity of the process, that's why. Because Prabhupada doesn't want anybody to indulge in the process, which is very perfect. So, if I'm not reflecting that by my behavior, why would one has to come and hear me? At least we can come within the institution that we have used. He can go and open up his own shop. I don't know, isn't it? There are so many people. The world is filled with. In such a case, even God has to open up a shop for himself. And there are so many gods, that's why. Because he's not accepted by everybody. Right? Krishna did not have to open up his shop for himself. That it is nothing but miserable state of existence. Better mitigate in the mutual interest by philosophical reason, not material. Material reasoning cannot overpower spiritual reason. That's why we are in the movement. Yeah, that's the reason. We have to gain spiritual strength here, not material strength. Rutra Maharaj did not know that he will be disturbing Indra. It was completely out of his agenda. But he wanted to do welfare for the people through karma kanda. Of course, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, karma kanda should not be affecting him. He would not be coming under the molds of. But still, he was told, please, stop. Material life has limitation. Don't go overboard. You have achieved already what you were supposed to do. Now retire. Now retire. Come on. Come to your original status. Go back home, back to God. This is what. But these are highly empowered personalities who are teaching us the spiritual nature. Even Supreme Personality of Godhead in form of Prithu Maharaj is to be instructed. There are, up to a certain extent, I mean, material activities, material will be having limits. It is going out of limits, then forget it. We are not supposed to overindulge. But the world is continually doing. Even since Srila Prabhupada left the body, the politics arena is always highlighted. That is amazing how the movement is still going. Right? Because Prabhupada invested in spiritual things. That is the cause. And it will go on. This slideshow of Kali Yuga starts with Prabhupada speaking with Ellen Ginsberg in early days about the Kali Yuga. Prabhupada, this is going to be only 10,000. So better take them right away. You may take many lives to go back home, back to you, but start decreasing that span. You are given elevator. It will take some time, but it will be the fastest process. Right? It can convince anybody to start jumping. Okay, thank you very much. Oh, Lord Shri Prabhupada.